All right, get ready to dive into a world full of curses and magic and like deadly games, right? We're talking about Lightlark, the fantasy novel by Alex Astor.
And you know what really grabbed me about this book? It's like, it takes all those like classic fantasy things. You got your cursed island, you got a deadly competition, you got rulers with these crazy powers, but it makes it all feel fresh, you know?
Yeah, it's like going to like your favorite amusement park,
Yeah.
but all the rides have been like redesigned or something.
That's it. That's a great way to put it. Like, take the wildlings, for example. They turn into these like heart-eating monsters, right? When they fall in love. I mean, that's not your typical curse, is
No,
it?
no kidding. You know, it makes you think, right? Like, what's the deeper meaning there? Is it like about being scared to like let your guard down, or maybe about like how intense passion can be?
See, and that's what makes it so interesting to me. It's not just like, oh, here's a curse to move the plot along. These curses, they feel like they're saying something about us, you know, like about being human.
Okay, so let's get into it. Our main character, Isla, she's this young wildling ruler, and she's like on a mission to break this curse. And to do that, she's going to this mysterious island, Lightlark.
Right, Lightlark. It appears once every 100 years.
And there's this crazy competition, the Centennial, where all these rulers basically duke it out for a chance to break their realm's curses.
Exactly. But here's the thing, right? Isla, she has this secret. She's got no powers, zero, zip, nada.
Oh, wow. So she's going up against all these powerful rulers who can, what, like control the weather and stuff?
Yeah, some can control the elements, some can like manipulate pure energy, some can even command the tides, and she's got to play this deadly game with basically like no
That's
weapons.
insane. I'd be so tempted to just like fake it, you know, trying to pull a fast one on everyone.
Oh, she tries, but she's also like really smart about it, resourceful. She's playing her own game, you know what I
Oh,
mean?
for sure.
Which leads us to this thing she's looking for, the Bond Breaker. It's this mythical artifact. Rumor has it can break any curse. Isla thinks it's the only way to save her people.
It sounds like straight out of like King Arthur or something.
Huh.
But it's not just about finding this thing, right? It's about Isla finding herself too, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. This whole search for the Bond Breaker, it's like a mirror for what's going on inside her. You know, she wants to be free from the curse, but also like free from all the rules and expectations that come with being a
So
ruler.
it's like a bigger kind of freedom she's after.
Exactly. And this is what I love about Lightlark. You got all this adventure and excitement and high stakes, but underneath, it's really about like, who am I? What do I choose? What do I believe in?
Yeah, and then there's the island itself, Lightlark. It's not just some random island that pops up for a tournament, right?
No way.
Yeah.
Lightlark, it's like it has a pulse, you know? And at the heart of it all, you got, well, the heart of Lightlark.
Okay, so we got this cursed island, this deadly competition, a ruler with no powers, a mythical whatchamacallit, and now a mysterious heart. What is this heart of Lightlark? Like, what is it?
It's supposed to be this like source of crazy power, the key to ending all the purses. But no one knows where it is. It's a total secret.
And I bet everyone wants to find it, huh?
You got it. All the other rulers, they all have their reasons, their own secrets, and they're all racing to get to the heart first.
Yeah.
So finding this heart of Lightlark, it's not like just following a treasure map, right? It's more like a trial by fire, literally.
Oh, really? Like obstacles and stuff, and I don't know, enemies trying to stop her.
Yeah.
Maybe some dragons.
Well, maybe not dragons, but remember, each of these realms, they have their own magic. So picture this. You're facing these crazy challenges that are like designed to use your weaknesses against you.
Oh, wow. So it's like, I don't know, those escape rooms, but like way more intense.
Yeah, something like that. And as she's going through all this, Isla has to like face her own prejudices too about the other realms. You know, she realizes that all those things she thought she knew, not necessarily true.
Ah, so it's like a journey of self-discovery and a treasure hunt. That's pretty cool.
And that's where these alliances come in, or maybe more like entanglements. Remember Oro, the king of Lightlark?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Icy, but maybe there's something more. Still waiting for that slow burn to heat up, by the way.
Well, you know, their relationship, it's complicated. Isla, she needs Oro because he knows the island. And Oro, well, he's got his own reasons, but they're constantly like butting heads, total opposites. But
Yeah.
there's definitely like a spark night.
Well, yeah, when you put fire and ice together, things get interesting. Maybe that's what attracts them to each other in the first place.
Maybe. And then you got Grimm, and he's just like drawn to Isla. He sees something in her, something she doesn't even see herself.
Wow, so Isla's got a lot on her plate. Deadly competition, a mysterious heart to find, and two guys vying for her attention. But is it just like a love triangle, or is there something more to it?
That's what kept me hooked. It's not just a side plot. These relationships, they really make Isla think about who she is and what she wants.
Right. So we got all this going on, but what about the heart of Lightlark? Do we find out, like, what it is, why everyone wants it so bad?
Oh, we do. And let me tell you, it's not what you expect. Remember, Lightlark, it's not just a setting. It has its own story, its own secrets. The heart, it's part of that, like tied to the whole history of the island and how the curses even started.
Okay, now I'm really curious. But I'm guessing you're going to tell me I got to read the book to find out more.
You know it. But I can say this, as Isla gets closer to the heart, she starts to understand the magic of the island, and she realizes that the power she's been searching for, it might be closer than she thinks.
So, we're back. And I gotta say, that last part, it really got me thinking. Isla finds out about the true nature of Lightlark's magic, and it's like right there all along. I'm dying to know what that means.
Yeah, it really makes you rethink what power really is, right? We see all these rulers using their magic. Some are all about control. Others are, you know, careful. But Lightlark, the island itself, magic is different. You don't control it. You got to, like, connect with it, become a part of it.
That's deep. So it's not about being the boss. It's more about, like, working with it, going with the flow.
Exactly. And as Isla starts to get this, she stumbles onto something huge. It changes everything about the Centennial. Remember all those crazy secrets we talked about? Get ready for another one, because this one is a real shocker.
Wait, so the curses weren't just like bad luck?
Turns out someone's behind them. And their reasons, let's just say, they're not so simple.
Well, okay. This is getting intense. So someone's been pulling the strings this whole time, and Isla probably thought she could trust them.
Yeah, trust becomes a real issue for her. She can't just rely on anyone anymore. She's got to use her gut, her smarts, and what she's learned about Lightlark's magic to figure this out.
So what about Grimm and Oro? Where do they fit into all of this? Are they, like, caught up in it, or are they playing their own game?
It gets kind of murky, you know? Their motives, they get harder to read. Isla, she's torn between Oro, who really makes her think, and Grimm, who just seems to, like, get her on a deeper level.
So the love triangle heats up as things get more dangerous. But it sounds like it's more than just a love triangle. It's like these relationships are pushing Isla to make decisions that could change everything, not just for her, but for everyone.
You got it. And when the competition comes to a head, Isla, she has this, like, impossible choice. She can get to the heart of Lightlark, but using that power, it might cost her something huge, something that's, like, a part of who she is.
Man, that's rough. Makes you wonder, what's real power, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Winning no matter what. Or is it being willing to let go, to be kind, to choose love over, you know, being in charge?
That's what really stuck with me after I finished the book. You keep thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
About the choices we make, the stuff we carry with us, what we'll give up for the people we care about.
Yeah, that's powerful. So for anyone listening who's totally hooked and needs to know what happens, what would you say? No spoilers, obviously.
I'd say get ready for a story that's, like, huge and exciting, but also really personal. The characters are messy and complicated, but you can't help but, like, care about them.
Heck yeah.
And honestly, be prepared for some twists and turns. Aster is a great storyteller. And the ending, it wraps things up, but it also makes you think.
I like that. Lightlark, it's definitely a book you got to experience yourself. It's an adventure, that's for sure. And I think anyone listening is going to love it.
I think so, too.
All right, that's it for our deep dive into Lightlark. Hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, keep exploring and keep asking questions.